are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Field, independent airline analyst. We want to get his thoughts today as Continental Airlines successfully lands a plane in Newark, New Jersey, even though in this transatlantic flight that started in Belgium, the pilot died about 3 to 4 hours into the flight. Obviously, there was a co-pilot on board, and there was other relief crew aboard the flight as well, and so there was no incident in terms of safety of the plane, but obviously a bit of concern given that situation. And David, first of all, how common is this?
It's not particularly common for a pilot, particularly a commercial airline pilot, to die in the middle of a flight. It's happened, to my knowledge, 5 times worldwide in the last 5 years. It happened, ironically enough, on Continental about 2 or 3 years ago. But that also was a flight that was landed safely and without extraordinary incident.
In terms of this relief crew on an international flight, is that standard procedure or was this just a blessing?
No, it's absolutely standard procedure to have what's called an IRO, International Relief Officer, an extra pilot flying on board. Because transoceanic flights can be so long, pilots have rest periods when they go back into a special area and just, you know, close their eyes for a few minutes. And while they do that, there's a relief pilot who comes up front and helps fly the airplane. So that's pretty common. My understanding is that there were added people on this flight, and that may just have been a matter of luck. But you got to bear in mind that luck is not the reason why this worked. It worked because the first officer, that is the co-pilot, knew what he was doing. The first officer is pretty much equally qualified with the pilot, the pilot in command. And as a matter of fact, on any given flight, the odds are about 50-50 that the first officer will be handling the takeoff or the landing. So they know what they're doing. It's not as if they're juniors or interns or anything like that.
And David, you mentioned that there's only been a handful of incidents like this in the past 5 years. Did all of those end well?
Yes.
Another thing we learned in this story is that the passengers never knew. They didn't find out till they got on the ground. It was handled quietly, professionally, calmly. Is that also standard procedure not to inform the passengers that something like this has happened?
On a big airline, on a good airline like Continental, yes, that's standard procedure. You know, you have to ask yourself, why would you tell the people that the pilot was dead, particularly when there was another pilot flying the airplane? All you do is create the opportunity for panic without giving people useful information. So I think the airline did the right thing.
How stringent are the airlines on up-to-date health evaluations of their pilots? So we know he died of natural causes. We don't know exactly how, but the best guess is probably something involving the coronary. So how often and how thoroughly are these pilots evaluated for their health?
This pilot was over the age of 60. He was just 61. And ever since December of 2007, when the pilot retirement age was raised from 60 to 65, anyone over 60 has had to go through a check every 6 months, a health check every 6 months. So it's pretty thorough. It's pretty close.
And in terms of the policy of extending the age, for the most part, that's been a non-issue for the airlines?
It's been a non-issue because age 65 has been the retirement age worldwide for a long time, and we haven't seen any particular uptick in the U.S. So, no, I think that really is a non-issue.
So, David, I'm sure there'll be a review of this incident, but from what we know at this point, is there anything that needs addressing, or is this just a textbook example of how something should proceed if, in fact, this tragedy does happen on a flight?
I think this is the latter. I think this really is a good example of what a good airline should do and what a good airline does do when something like this happens. And thank goodness it's rare. And, you know, I'm sorry that the pilot's dead. He was only 61, which isn't that old, particularly these days when people are living longer. But considering that it happened, I think this worked out pretty darn well.
In the last 15 seconds, is this standard FAA procedure, or do the airlines have their own internal policies that essentially look pretty much the same?
It's FAA procedure.
And so, again, kudos to the first officer and the relief pilot, and, of course, our condolences to the family of the pilot who passed away. David, thanks so much, as always, for your time and your insight.
Sure thing.
David Field is an independent airline analyst. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.